Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
Let me double check. Yep, the best listeners in radio are here. We are ready to go to kick off the week. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's go ahead and join our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
All right.
Better a little now. Damp.
A little damp.
Where am I? I'm going to look for my galoshes, Brittany. You go ahead and just do your thing. You
know. All right, sounds good. So for a majority of us, we have this big, thick cloud sitting on the ground. There's a lot of dense fog throughout the state because of these mild temperatures. We're feeling fantastic. I mean, in the upper 30s right now, and those are going to be our highs throughout the day today. So kind of hovering and holding steady right where we are. But we do have light showers still expected here this late morning into the afternoon. That fog will eventually clear, and we just stay stuck under those cloudy skies. It becomes a little bit breezy today, winds at about 25 miles per hour. It kind of continues through tonight and into tomorrow, as we do have a shot of snow moving in by tomorrow night. So temperatures are on the trend down after today.
All right.
Brittany, I don't own galoshes. I don't know what I was doing there. I really did.
Wandering around aimlessly looking for
yeah. James Secret Santa out there. Now you know what to get him.
Yep.
I don't think they're under $25, Seth.
Brittany, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a slosh start to the week here. Thanks for warning us about that and give us a heads up.
Oh, you're welcome, and enjoy the day. Enjoy the month.
You
warmth,
too.
Right? While we have it.
The warmth, yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Silver linings.
Very good point, absolutely. Thanks, Brittany. Have a good morning.
You too, bye.
Best in the business right there. Brittany will be back with us tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to a fun show today. We got a lot to do. We have El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
What?
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Can we pretend it's Friday then?
Yeah. Oh,
sure.
Be great.
Sure, Melissa.
Oh, that'd be great. How is it not even 9:30 and it's like already been a long week?
That's not fair.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We will get into our star of the day. We got two of them this week, everybody.
We do.
Double whammy.
Had some fun with it last week and everything. We're going to have some fun this week doing this. And a big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All that coming up for you. We will also be getting into a couple of other fun topics for you this morning. Had a couple of listeners asking us about the TikTok ban, and that came up, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
I got a couple of other interesting ones. Season chasing. Which season would you like to be in right now? That is coming up. We got the 10 loudest states in America. We got that coming up. I got a couple of interesting ones for you here, so we'll be getting into those just a little bit later. Looking forward to it. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way it should on a Monday with Beth Habhacker, and the kitchen's open.
Yeah.
Ooh. Looking forward to Beth joining us. Got a fun one lined up today. My kind of topic today. Looking forward to it. We will have that for you. We'll have a little bit of entertainment news. And by that, I mean shameless promotions. Shameless promotions.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, we will be talking about some great things we got going on here at Civic Media. Mm-hmm. It's got a really exciting, fun week, a big week lined up around here.
We do.
We got plenty of shows to talk about. We'll have all that for you.
So many.
And plenty more going on. But first, let's kick off this show the way we like to. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Your extended car warranty has expired.
Yeah. You know, we might have put him on the spot. I'm sorry. That's on me.
I had my script all ready.
Yeah.
And then you said I was on air. You know, that happened to my brother once.
Oh, did it?
Oh, really?
Did it?
Well, he was calling Auntie M, and instead of, like, you know, the normal voicemail message, she was like, "You've reached WKBG 97.5. You're on the air."
Ooh.
And he handed the phone to Mom. Mom, you're on the air. He was just petrified. I mean, he's like probably 7 at the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I can see that. Yes, definitely.
Oh, man.
You can easily see that. Well, feel free to call in with any of our stuff. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I took the call is because I thought, well, maybe they were calling about our opening topic today. We brought this up last week, and our phones weren't able to work with you guys and participate with you guys. So we want you to call in now your favorite Christmas voices.
Yeah.
Had a couple of listeners throughout the weekend reaching out. And a big thank you. It seems like every week, if feels like you guys can reach out. You don't have to wait for the weekend. I don't know if I've just made it seem like I'm that kind of busy and you don't want to bother me, but please, you could never bother me. One of my number one jobs is listening to you listeners.
Okay, yeah.
Please hit any of our staff up anytime. We love to hear from you guys. But one of the things that came up were some fun Christmas songs and Christmas voices, mm-hmm. and it got me thinking about this. So while our question for today, and really right up until Christmas, your quintessential favorite Christmas voice.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the best, doesn't have to be the greatest or anything, but what is it isn't Christmas until you've heard this voice.
Right.
It could also be a song, because that's how it was for some people.
Okay.
Some of our listeners didn't necessarily, they had to hear Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was one of our listeners. Okay. But she didn't necessarily, and I told her, well, it's this week on Unlabeled, I've got Cyndi Lauper doing it. She hadn't heard that, she said she had to hear that song.
Which version.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I like that. I thought that was an interesting way of it. Had a couple of other people bringing up some of the great Christmas specials over the years. I think we talked about the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph. Classic.
Rudolph.
That was always the one for my mom. Was the Rudolph Christmas special.
It's not just one of my all-time favorites, but without it, we don't have one of my favorite things to ever come out of any children's show of anything, no matter the season or anything, the Island of Misfit Toys.
I was going to say, it's got the song Silver and Gold, and Gold.
It's a classic.
I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever related to anything more in my life as far as art, cartoons or anything, than the Island of Misfit Toys. I genuinely mean
he
that.
He was ready for it. Every time that came up, he was like, My people.
So it's where I'm going
to
return.
I like the elf that wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah.
Herbie, yeah.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie's a little... yeah. I don't know. There's something about Herbie, though. I'm just going to say.
He was vaguely annoying, Herbie. Too, but you know.
But I think that was part of the character, and I didn't get that as a kid.
He was a little whiny.
Yeah.
I actually plan, I think it's okay to share this. I actually plan to retire on the Island of Misfit Toys.
Okay.
That's where I'm.
Are you a toy?
Have you applied for the visa yet? It's quite the process, James.
It's in the works. You have to be nominated. You have to have somebody on the island nominate you.
Here's my question. So Santa, or apparently the North Pole is ruled by Santa.
Yeah.
But the Island of Misfit Toys is ruled over by a flying lion, which is actually somewhat terrifying. If you're bad, he'll eat you. Santa won't do that.
But
so.
You guys think that we have a lot of political ads. You ever look at the time when the North Pole is up for running and
those elves get nasty.
James, I just got, Seth, I just got a text from the flying lion. He's actually vegetarian.
Oh, wow. Well,
okay. All right.
Works out.
That's good.
It's intimidating,
As
long as you're not carrying lettuce.
The toys made of? Yeah. Is that the vegetarian? One of our listeners brought up a couple of random songs and from Christmas. There's a couple of fun ones there. Kate Bush and a couple of other artists have some great Christmas songs. Over the weekend, played the Smashing Pumpkins Christmas Time, mm-hmm. which is now I will listen to every Christmas. I will listen to that.
That's
song.
That's a good song. Yeah,
I liked it actually. Mm-hmm. I thought it was. I did not expect to like it. I did. I really did. It was good. But one of the things that also came up was the idea of, I do this joke all the time. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. You don't know how great of a Jewish musician you are until you do a Christmas album. When I was a kid, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond had Christmas albums, and this was always funny to me because we'd see them at the meetings. I just always thought this was an interesting thing to be, and I didn't even know about the history of how many, Jewish artists had written Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was fun, and I think it's a wonderful thing about the season. It also shows how much this season is for everybody, how much everybody loves this season, and it is it means what it means to you, and that's what matters. To each individual, it means something a little bit different, and that's what's cool about this holiday. I think it's everybody's.
That's right.
Yeah. I just got a text from one of our listeners that says, our Christmas movie is Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That has become very popular.
Laura said that Burl Ives is her favorite Christmas voice, but Seth, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a distant relative of yours.
It's great.
Well, that's okay.
But what about, those are great. You have to have Burl Ives. You have to
yeah,
have
you do.
It's
yep.
a must.
And the Muppet's Christmas Carol is a classic.
My parents were watching it last night. I got to catch a little bit of it. Bria and I have a podcast that we're going to be doing. I got to run up there, give her a ride, and then we got this pod that we're going to do tonight that just came out of nowhere this morning, but all right. we're going over the Christmas toy. It's a Jim Henson made-for-TV movie back in the late 90s. I knew this was coming. I just didn't know it was coming today.
Okay.
So I watched it over the weekend, and I completely forgot about it. It was just a made-for-TV movie and everything. I forgot how different they made these back then. The sound, the editing. You know, you watch anything in the 80s or the 90s, and when the characters are talking, as soon as they stop talking, there's this noise. Because the mics, they didn't edit that stuff out. The mics just weren't that good. The little things like that. And the storytelling. The storytelling was so much more paced better. Was so much more paced better. That's not a very good sentence.
It was also maybe worded better, but, you know, neither here nor there.
Here's hoping. This is interesting. but all of this got me thinking about, along with the Muppet Christmas Carol and stuff, odd Christmas albums, odd records and stuff and everything. Like the Natty Christmas from 1978 by Jacob Miller, where you transport Jamaica with a reggae Christmas.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
If you're looking for something maybe a little more modern, A Very Arcade Christmas by Arcade Fire from 2002.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll take a listen to that.
There are songs for Christmas, a couple of different ones by Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens. Yeah.
Thank you. That I did not expect that one either.
He is an interesting guy. Boy, I bet you those sound interesting.
Yeah.
Those are probably interesting. Yeah.
Low had a Christmas album.
Yes, they did.
Played a little of that this weekend.
You did, and it's glorious. Oh, my gosh. Lo-fi glory. That's what that is.
I'm a fan of My Morning Jacket, and they've got My Morning Jacket Does Xmas Fiasco Style. Good one, actually. I listened to a little of it this week, and I actually kind of liked
it. All right.
There's some great ones out there. And, of course, A Heavy Metal Christmas by Christopher Lee. And, yes, that Christopher Lee. The Christopher Lee from Dracula.
The British actor, right?
The legend Christopher Lee. Should have been Sir Christopher Lee.
Yeah, no kidding.
A Heavy Metal Christmas. Actor Christopher Lee it was 90 when he released his two-song heavy metal EP.
90?
Yeah. 90 years old, yeah.
Wow.
The classically trained singer loved heavy metal, and the EP, which includes Little Drummer Boy and Silent Night, reflected the talent of the genre.
Very deep voice, too. You know, it's not on there, but I got to give a shout out to Mr. Golden Throat himself, William Shatner. He's done at least one, if probably not. I think he's done maybe two Christmas albums. That's true.
Really?
I mean, his fan base would have made him. He had to.
His version of Feliz Navidad is hilarious.
Oh, dear God. Oh, a version of that just popped in my head, and I don't know. I don't know about that.
Feliz Navidad.
To be fair, I may be flinching because I also thought of something else. I touched on this a little bit and everything. Now, every 5 seconds, there is a new Star Wars thing coming out.
Oh, yes.
But when Seth and I, when we were all kids, and Seth and I were Star Wars fans, we're scraping, we're begging for anything new. Nothing. Except in 1980 when we had Christmas in Stars, the Star Wars Christmas special.
The classic.
Oh, boy. And you know what? We could have been all right. We might have been all right without it. But now, you do get R2-D2 doing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And that's all right.
It is a weird artifact. It's so weird. It was between Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. You know, George Lucas is trying to figure out, you know, what are other ways I can exploit this giant hit of Star Wars? So he did this thing. It's got B. Arthur in it. I know that.
It's rare when the actors doing it, when the Muppets, when the kids watching it are like, well, this is a money grab. Like, everybody knows. And you're still watching it.
I would suggest, just if nothing else, for some camp value, but I watch it. It's cheesy, but it's fun.
Star Wars is the football of sci-fi. Like, anything Star Wars, people will watch. People 100%. Will take it in. It doesn't even matter. So, but we want your favorite Christmas stuff, your rare Christmas stuff, and all of that. Get it to us all week long, all next 2 weeks, really, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up till Christmas.
You can message us and text us through the Civic Media app, which you want to have handy because we got mm-hmm. the Civic Media's grown-up gift list, text to win contest going on statewide, everybody.
Yeah, so many winners already.
Through the rest of the week.
It's been a lot of fun. We had some fun with this on WIRI's Sunrise Show this morning. Mm-hmm. Be listening, of course, at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours today for more keywords to text to us and get in on the winning, where you, every hour you can win.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Make sure you have that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to go. It's free.
Looking forward to it, everybody. Get in on this one. We'll have more keywords for you coming up throughout the day.
Yes.
We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself tomorrow over at El Cafe, everybody, because they are closed for today.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get ready.
Head on over there. Get your menu ready.
Yeah,
get
your appetite. Your items.
Yeah, get it all set up. Get it ready to go. And head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And tomorrow, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have some great specials lined up for you, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our friends at El Cafe.
That's right.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Feel free to, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can email us at info@WFHR.com, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or just one button dial in with that, you know, free Civic Media app you already have downloaded.
That's right.
Feel free to reach out, everybody. We're looking forward to talking with every single one of you. We love our live birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two possible qualifiers today. I need a one or a two, Seth.
Two.
All right. Gives us the
ball. Knew you were going to pick him.
Dose.
We first up, wish happy birthday to Kelly Smith.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Kelly. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Amanda Dolph.
Oh, happy birthday, Amanda. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Hope
Congrats.
Here's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody celebrating out there, wishing you a good birthday or anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you share it with? Well, let's take a look at some of our celebrity list. The world's smallest woman, Indian actress Jyoti Amaj, is 31 today. And yes, I did look up how to say her name.
Very good. That was nice.
Well done.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful. I only happened to see her because I, at the time, back in the day, used to watch American Horror Story all the time. And I haven't watched it in years. But I did like it for a while there. In one of the seasons, Freak Show, they had the reason I watched it is Evan Peters, Jessica Lange, and Sarah Paulson. And I mean, they had some incredible actors on that show. I didn't really, the writing and all that was here or there, but the actors and their work was amazing. And this young lady was on there and just blew me away. She was wonderful. I didn't know she was an actual actress or just somebody that they cast because of her size. Either way, she earned it.
Nice.
She was wonderful. She hung with Jessica Lange, who I think is one of the most underrated actors of all time. It was wonderful. Wonderful actor. Happy 31st to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 2 feet, 1 inch tall.
Very. That would make her small.
Yeah.
Very, very small, yes. Yep.
Theo James is 40 today. Divergent star, recently starred on Netflix's TV show The Gentlemen. And I think just one of those guys that I've never understood, why is he not a household name?
He has one of the great mysteries.
He has the voice, he has the look, he has all these things. So The Gentleman TV show comes up, and I'm like, well, I've never really done a deep dive of him. I'm going to look into him. He just works when he feels the project. He comes from a blue-collar background and just doesn't believe in necessarily doing just anything. So he has other things he does on the side. Otherwise, he's working when he works.
Oh.
And if they're not going to name that Aaron Taylor Johnson, the Craven kid, they're not going to name him the next James Bond. It should be Thomas James.
Okay.
It's okay to go with a name. And a guy like him who's been waiting for a break that's really big like this, I think he deserves it.
Cool.
I think he's a good actor, a way better actor than he's been gotten the opportunities for. The great Kristen Ritter is 43 today. Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Yes. Oh, I love her. She's great.
She's in a couple of other things, too. Mm-hmm. I really like her. She's good.
She's very, very versatile. She can do drama, comedy. She can do it all.
She really can.
Yep.
Micah McCary is 53 from Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
One of the soulsters from Boys to Men. Interesting having a kind of almost close to Christmas birthday with them and the popularity of their album.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the next Unlabeled, James.
Yeah,
and the Boyz II Men and who requested it.
Yes,
that was.
Yes.
That, I love that. That's so awesome.
I don't know if I could even be on the air if I hadn't got that in. If I did not get that in, I don't think I'd be allowed back. I
love
the
it.
Air.
Love it.
William the Refrigerator Perry is 62 today. The Fridge played for the Bears and the Eagles in his 10 seasons in the NFL, mm-hmm. and one of the most famous Super Bowl touchdowns of all time. As defensive lineman, you know, you don't get to hand the ball off very often.
Very much at all.
And a lot of people, there was a controversy over that because of Walter Payton not getting a chance to. And I bring all this up because I'm happy that William the Refrigerator Perry is alive at 62. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He, like a lot of NFL stars, have had amputations, have had things, no help from the NFL.
Yeah, and a lot of health issues, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks to Mike Ditka and Ray Nitschke, this changed. Those two started something that a lot of people have picked up the mantle and run on with. And as far as, hey, these guys gave literally everything for this game, mm-hmm. maybe we should probably take care of them after the game.
Makes sense.
It really, a lot of that started with Nitschke and Ditka wanted to, they were friends with Perry, mm-hmm. and they hadn't heard from him. This is before cell phones and everything. They had no idea if he was even alive. And they go in to see him at his home, and he's living with like 10 other people, and his leg's about
basically
to
be in poverty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the Fridge.
Suffering from diabetes, yeah.
I somewhere in a box have a G.I. Joe guy of the Refrigerator Perry, and this guy can't, you know, pay for his medical bills and everything. It's a shame. They give a lot. I'm not saying there's a lot on the table as far as things we need to focus on and work mm-hmm. on and everything. I'm not putting this in the top 10. But if you are a football fan and you've enjoyed 1 second of football in your life, I think you owe it to these athletes to care about this.
Well, certainly NFL does, sure.
Yeah. I'm saying to care about it. I'm not saying we owe them a penny.
Oh, no.
That's not on us.
Yeah.
But the NFL, who prints money and has more money than Solomon,
that's right.
should definitely be a pint. And I think that as far as fans, we can care and get behind mm-hmm. the cause.
Yep.
But no, I'm not saying our taxes are no, I ain't going that far. Happy 62nd to the Fridge. Let's see here. Billy Gibbons is 75.
Oh, wow.
ZZ Top guitarist, mm-hmm. singer.
One of the great guitarists of all time. So underrated, man.
Yeah, oh, very.
Partially because of ZZ Top's whole shtick, but part of it. But he's such a good guitarist.
Leslie Stahl is 83, 60 Minutes, wonderful reporter.
Wow.
Great work over the years.
She's been around for so long.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. We have pretty much grew up with her as a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then some others no longer with us, like Stephen Bochco, born in 43, passed away in 18. Created Doogie Howser, M.D., L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues, NYPD Blue.
Apparently, he just needed to create nothing but money, too, with all his hit shows. I'm telling you, man.
And you really needed Blue in his title. If he didn't have Blue in the title, you know.
History Blues.
A couple of great authors. Sir Arthur C. Clarke, born on this day in 1917, author of 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Among many other things, he predicted, satellites, I believe, and there was a couple other things. Oh, I can't remember now off the top of my head. I mean, science fiction authors hate it when people say, oh, you predicted something. No, I wasn't trying to. I was just, you know, extrapolating,
Just imagining.
I'm just using my imagination. So, but anyway.
It can't be helped sometimes.
No, it can't.
And Philip K. Dick, born in this day in 1928, author of The Man in the High Castle, Minority Report, Blade Runner, Total Recall, The Adjustment Bureau.
Wow, I didn't realize they were born on the same day.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Two of the greatest science fiction authors of all time. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing when that happens. Every once in a while, you see that kind of happen. And those kind of things.
Two very different science fiction authors, but yes, both very important.
And Ludwig von Beethoven, born on this day in 1770, passed away in 1827. The reason we use the word genius for musicians,
mm-hmm.
really, there's a couple of reasons right there, but that boy, pretty at the top of the list. And when you talk about, hey, this artist is really popular, and then there's somebody who has been, their music has been celebrated for centuries.
Changed the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he changed his music changed what music became, and that not many people can claim that he certainly did.
No. Yeah, and has anybody else ever been called Beethoven? Like, has that name ever been used for anybody else? Because
that's a great
question.
It's
kind of like you only associate it with him.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
I like that, actually. I like that you brought that up. I hadn't really thought. There's a dog, I believe, named Beethoven. No, no. That's,
there is. Yeah, there is in those movies.
Yeah,
but.
Right. So sorry. But that's it. That's the only one.
That was a great point, and I gave it. I just wrapped it with a bad joke. I'm sorry, Bill. Moonlight Sonata is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's still in my top 10. I was a kid when I heard it.
Lovely.
Still to this day, it's still in the top 10. Mm-hmm. We wish everybody celebrating out there a great birthday, a great anniversary, and enjoy your day. Get ready. Get your items ready and what you want to order at Miss El Cafe tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. And if you tell them that your birthday was today, they will give you a free piece of pie.
Yeah.
See, they oh, man, they're so awesome.
Come through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Head on over there tomorrow. We will take a time out, get to our news break, take care of things with our partners. When we come back, we're going to make you a Star of the Day, Monday edition of Star of the Day, with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers here at WFHR's Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a Star of the Day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song for you. You call up 715-424-2600. If you have not won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you can win, everybody. You win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
That's right.
Gang, that's not just two kids' meals. That's not just two adults' meals. That's free Culvers, and that's kicking off your week with free Culvers.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get much better than that.
No, not at all.
Takes care of your meal planning, at least for one meal.
That's right.
And I have not been able to get in on this because civic media is a silly thing where I can't win. But I do hear that the app is a fast way of getting through.
Throw that out there. Yeah, nice.
Go ahead and download that app, everybody, and get in on not only this, but of course what we've been doing all week long, and we'll be doing all last week, and we'll be doing all this week, Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get ready to call up for this one, though. Tell us what is our Culver's Star of the Day, Monday edition. Let's go ahead and see if we have a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Price is Right.
Yes. You are right. The answer is right.
You are correct. Yes. Nicely done. You knew that one pretty quick, huh, sir?
Yeah, it just popped in my brain. So yeah,
there you go.
There's something about that theme song.
I'm telling you. Yep.
Can I get your first name?
Mike.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got a Rapids winner. Mike, thanks so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the air, or hang on the line here. Going to get some information from you off air, but you are our newest Star of the Day.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You. Appreciate that.
Wonder how many people just got confused. It's like, is it Friday?
Yeah.
Friday now? We're doing the Star of the Day?
I want to apologize to anybody out there who for even a half a second thought it was Friday. That ain't right, Star.
It's not fair.
We did this because last week would have been Bob Barker's birthday. Born in Darrington, Washington, in 1923, Bob Barker. Mm-hmm. Bob William Barker.
That was his actual name, too. That's cool.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I've heard plenty of people, especially like game show hosts, who change their names, but not when you got a name like Bob Barker. It's perfect.
One of the greatest to ever do it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go ahead and talk to Mike here in a moment, get his info, because he's our newest Star of the Day. Be listening again this Friday for another chance to play along and win yourself some free Culvers and another edition of Star of the Day. Be sure to visit our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers here on A Street. Head on over there. Thank them for sponsoring this segment, giving us a chance to hand out free Culvers, buy local, support local, everybody.
And just get some awesome food.
Yeah, that too.
Right on,
that
right
too.
On. All that coming up for you. And we'll have more show for you coming up right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us, Melissa, Seth, and James, hanging out with you with some Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah.
They will be showing up on Unlabeled this weekend, everybody.
Ooh, very nice.
Big thank you to everybody who's been listening to our weekend shows, our Sunday night lineup and everything. Be getting a nice feedback on that.
Good.
I really enjoy the shows. Appreciate that, Mom and Dad. No, I'm joking. a lot of other people, too. We appreciate that. One of the things that came up this weekend actually came up with somebody commenting on the shows and the addition of our afternoon lineups with being here for Playmakers and Community Stories and some of that. It was a great conversation. And then it got spun a little bit because this listener asked, well, I think she was teasing us, but did tease a little bit. Well, I haven't heard you guys talk about the TikTok ban. And I say, well, that's because we're old. I was joking.
I don't use TikTok,
course.
But yeah.
I don't know. No, but in all honesty, we have touched on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it did bring up a great conversation with this listener and another listener. And I did want to mention that, you know, anytime you guys have those kind of things, please reach out to us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There really is no subject that we're not going to get into. Mm-hmm. And I think we've proven that in at least the time that I've been doing this show.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. We want to talk about things that matter to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, as long as, about the subject, as far as it being banned or not or anything like that, that is kind of one thing or another. I think that's almost a different conversation. I will mention that the United States spends $820 billion on defense.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
And we can't defend ourselves against TikTok? Like, what are we spending all this money on? Like, it feels like this is the spy game 101. If this is what's going on, we put spies on them, they put spies on us.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Blah, blah,
it
blah.
Happens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Watch Tinker Tailor Soldier. Why are we spending all this money on defense if we're worried about an app?
Yeah.
But you know, I know there's a lot of layers to this and everything, right. But I don't know. I feel like there are bigger fish to fry.
Right, exactly. And since TikTok, it collects data on all of its users, just like every other social media.
Just like every other app.
Does. Yep. They all collect information. And if you want that, say you know, China wanted to find out data information. Guess what? There are like hundreds of data brokers out there that will sell that information to anybody. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They don't need to collect it on TikTok. It's out. I mean, yeah.
We are spending 13% of our federal budget, $820 million on defense, mm-hmm. and we have hungry soldiers and hungry veterans, and we're worrying about an app. Mm-hmm. We're worrying about an app. Like, I feel like we got bigger things to be focusing on and everything. And if this app is even doing a half of what they're saying it is, guess what? That's the spy game, man. You flip it on them and go ahead and do something. I am not going to explain spy game to our government. Get it done.
I hope you shouldn't have to. That'd be
and guys, it feels scary. Like it. We spend more on defense than the next 9 countries combined.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
I want to be real upfront about this. I got no problem with that. I don't have any problem with it if we're spending it right. If we are actually taking care of our veterans, taking care of our soldiers, helping out VFWs, and not putting it in the right places. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be one of those people that immediately comes down on these things when I don't know all the details. I know quite a bit on this one. I my whole life has been spent talking about this particular subject with my grandfathers and other military members of my family. And the idea that we spend that is fine with me if we also take care of our soldiers with it and our veterans with it.
Agreed.
And then we talked about it. There, we did talk about it. I'm joking. But we do love hearing from you guys, everybody. Please feel free to reach out to us anytime. How many of us are season chasers? This is an interesting subject. I had not really heard this phrase before. I don't know if
snowbirds.
I don't know if it's okay. That's a great one, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I did not think about that with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it probably has existed for quite some time. The idea of that you travel to chase any season. Now, if you're able to do this, I think that's a pretty cool thing. That seems mm-hmm. like that's a goal in life, I would think. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, I don't like this temperature. Moving. I was going into this, though, I was surprised to see that there are people, though, that do travel to follow winter around, follow colder months around. Mm. There are some
that makes sense, yeah.
It's not as big of a number as, you know, you see people, you know, like Melissa mentioned, the snowbirds and stuff, but it's still pretty big. And a new poll looked at season chasing, like booking a trip to Australia specifically because it's summer there. And 22% said that they have season chased before.
Hmm.
So would you be a season would you choose to chase seasons?
Mm-hmm.
The most common, and if you did, which one would you chase?
Ah, see, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's the question,
that's
really,
an interesting,
right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the most common answer was fall.
Oh, wow.
I could see that a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
I thought, go ahead.
Good temperatures, you know, you'd be really nice temperatures in the fall time. You can do a lot outside.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. I think for a lot of us, and we've talked about this almost every, you know, autumn, it's one of, a lot of us, it's our favorite season, so you can see following that. But I think one of the cool things would be to do, like, if you had the money and the time and mapped it out, like, right as the leaves are busting in Maine and everything, you check it out, and then as that's fading, you go somewhere else where it's just starting.
Right, yeah, exactly. That would be cool.
So you could be an international leaf peeper?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, James.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy, that makes like it sound kind of shady.
Well, ooh,
no pun intended.
Well, you're welcome.
We are talking about me here. We are.
Yeah.
It does fit. I give Melissa all the credit in the world for that one. That was great. Yep. Yeah, so autumn, then summer is next, and then spring and winter is left.
A big shocker there.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, finding like fall must is probably a little bit harder. Like spring and fall, because they're more like transitional periods of like finding that spot, you know, that sweet spot. Because summer is summer, you know, it's going to be hot, you know, it's going to be warm. Winter is winter, it's going to be cold, but then you've got that in between. Maybe that's part of the excitement. I don't know. The idea that you don't know what kind of, you know, temperature, what weather you're going to hit when you're going around following it around. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Well, and I'm going to tell you the top spots to go for fall. New England and was in the United States. Kyoto, Japan is number two.
Cool.
Quebec, Canada is number three. Bavaria, Germany hits in number four.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Number five, the Great Wall in China.
Okay. Very cool.
That would be pretty
and
cool.
Yep. Number six, Yosemite.
I would love to visit all of those places.
Yep.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what time of year, actually.
Absolutely. The poll was conducted in mid-October, so some people felt that that was like that
skewed
made it
the results.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so I guess take that with a grain of salt.
Recency bias, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, nonetheless.
What time is your favorite season? Right now.
Right now. Right.
When I'm in.
We're going to take a time out. We'll come back, and we're talking about the loudest states in America.
Wherever James is.
Yeah. It's way too loud this early in the morning. Really, really. Yeah. We will take a time out. We'll come back and talk, have some more fun on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Haven't really heard anybody that sounds like him since.
No. Mm-mm. Very distinct voice.
Very.
Very good singer, too. And I think he's kind of not taken for granted, but he because he was so, you know, he had his TV show, he was so popular and all this stuff, that he was a really good singer. If you listen to some of his stuff, there's one of his Christmas songs. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but it's a more soulful song where he talks about the child, Jesus kind of thing. And he does a fabulous job on it. It's really good.
And the great Andy Williams playing us in, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. And if someone from New Jersey yells at you, don't take it personally. That's just how they talk.
As long as you're not a drone, you're fine.
That in any Maloff or Demore, if you happen to run into any of them. A study found New Jersey is the loudest state in America based on things like population density, traffic noise, and construction.
Makes sense.
And, of course, the Northeast dominated with the list of this with the seven states in the top ten. What we're talking about are the loudest states.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
In that, you had New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Florida, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, Illinois, Colorado, and Connecticut.
Colorado?
Threw me too. Yeah,
I don't associate Colorado with noisiness. I think it's more the opposite, right? You know, I don't know.
Honestly, that one threw me off a little bit. But the one that threw me off the most, for some reason, was Connecticut.
Yeah,
I don't think of Connecticut as
or Rhode Island for that matter. Yeah. Either of them. You're right. Me too. So
I suppose.
Well, you said that there was road construction included in that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, a lot of construction. That would make sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in Colorado, avalanches.
Those are loud.
Yeah,
those are loud.
The hockey team is. That's
not how many they have over there, but it's possible.
The 10 quietest states. The 10 quietest states are Alaska, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota. Gonna hurt. Kill my voice.
Yeah,
Kansas,
don't do that.
Nebraska, Iowa, Vermont, Wyoming, and South Dakota. interesting list, but not too surprising.
Some of those states are just kind of empty.
Yeah.
There's not much going on there.
Yeah.
I find that it's very humorous that North Dakota is way higher than South Dakota, though.
And, you know, they won't let it go either. They're definitely giving them a hard time about that one.
Well, North Dakota's way better than South Dakota, so. Way better.
Michigan came up at 23 on the list.
Okay.
Let's see here. Alabama at 29. Arkansas at 33. I was wondering where some of the southern states landed. Wisconsin is at 36.
Okay.
36 on the list.
All right. All right.
So
it's not on the lower end. That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. A little louder than I think a lot of us would expect.
Yeah, that's true.
But it does make sense when you think about it and everything.
It's all those people going around going, woo, Packers!
Yep, yeah.
Woo! All the time, you know.
And people outside of the state, you may think, well, that's just football season. No.
No.
No. No, that's all the time. That's a 365 days a year thing. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making fun of it. I'm big, you know, factual
facts.
About this.
Just yeah, facts yeah, here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
So with that, it's going to be a little louder than most other states.
Well, and I Minnesota being like number two is, again, no surprise at all to me, being like the quietest states. If you've ever been to a Minnesota like holiday meal, the opposite of James.
Yeah.
You'll hear this. Well, a lot. And then a pause.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Well, suppose. How about them so-and-so? You know, whatever. How's the weather?
My Uncle Duke, who's from northern Minnesota, he great guy, wonderful guy. He walks in the room. Everybody wants to talk to him, that kind of thing. But he did this thing all the time when him and my Aunt Sandy were going to leave. Well... And he'd do it, and he kind of like leaned into it and everything.
Yes.
And it was funny. I inherited that. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from, and I don't mean to do it. I don't even think about it. I just do it. Well, but you got to take the breath first.
Yeah, the sigh is in there.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. You just can't say, well, you've got to, well.
I talked to my parents yesterday, and I swear to God, that's how we start the end of our conversation. Well,
and then 20 minutes later.
All right. Yeah, it was not then that we stopped talking. I will tell you that much. It did go on for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. There are, I work against many, many stereotypes in life, like a lot of us do. And then there are the ones that just hit. And whether we agree with it or not, we just all kind of like nod in our heads like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Man.
You may as well just lean in a little bit.
Yeah, the Minnesota goodbye is one of those things, yeah.
The writer Howard Moore, many years ago, wrote a book called How to Speak Minnesotan. And it's still one of the funniest books I've ever read in my life. It's awesome.
It's so close to what
it is.
The hardest thing about ending a conversation on the phone when you're from the Midwest is that slapping your thighs doesn't come across the same
as it does
in person.
So good. So good.
No, it doesn't. Sadly.
So what was that? Did you drop something? What's going on over there? And that starts a whole new conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That is, we want you to bring your conversation because we are not going to end our conversation either Tuesday or Thursday that way. Join us from 5 to 6 for a special community stories we've got lined up for you this Tuesday and Thursday, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a live edition, the first live edition of community stories. And we want your phone calls. We want you kiddos to call in with your Christmas list for Santa. Yeah. We've got, from what I've heard, we've got one of his top elves are going to be on call that night so that you can give your Christmas list to them and they will get it directly to Santa.
That's right.
It's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. We're excited for you to call in. We've got lots of things lined up, stories to share, and Christmas cheer.
There you go.
All you parents out there, get your kids ready. And if your kids are anything like my sister was, you have your list. And then there is the updated list.
As things come up, you know, you gotta
maybe you got the list already to Santa at one of the great events that have gone on in the last couple of weeks where we've had Santa there. Or maybe you just, you know, sent it straight through Rudolph. Christmas.
There you go. Yep, that's right. That's right.
Again, I hope everything went this well this week and heard good things. And a shout out to all the community members and all of our communities, and whether it's that or the Coosa Hometown Christmas or any of these great things we look forward to.
Good stuff.
But there is the updated list. What about that? How do you get that in? We got you. We got you.
See, last minute stuff. Yeah. We can take all of that here this week.
Direct line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can either call in with the Civic Media app with one or two button dial in, or you can have 715-424-2600 ready to go, and you will get a straight line right into us.
And you'll be keen. Listen, not only on 97.5 FM WFHR, but also 105.5 WIRI. We're doing it on both stations.
We're going to be simulcasting.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Spread the word about this event, everybody. A big thank you to, of course, all of our sponsors and all of you out there, the team that is working so hard behind the scenes on this one, mm-hmm. and certainly to the big guy. We want to thank Santa
for
letting us use one of his elves and everything. Mm-hmm. That is very cool. We know how busy he is this time of year. Thank you for that, Santa. Join us this Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6, live edition of Community Stories with Melissa Kay. We've got a call. We're having a call center here. It's Santa's call center. We are. For those 2 hours this week, we will be that for you.
It's going to be fun.
Stick around, everybody. Coming up, we've got, of course, The Kitchen's Open with Beth Halfhager coming, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour. Has some entertainment news and plenty more going on right here at The Morning Show and WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.